try to get you in here. And you look hot.
Oh, thank you.
You look very good.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're sexy.
Oh, well.
With that outfit.
You're pretty sexy, too.
I like that you don't wear pants.
I don't like pants.
I've often said that I think most women should not wear pants.
I agree.
And you
it's
took
probably
me up
a
on
health
that.
Hazard.
It's
right?
I affirmatively agree.
You know, I was thinking about you before you came in here. I was excited you were coming in. And, you know, then I'm reading, like, the statistics that you made $90 million, that you were more successful than Oprah Winfrey herself this year, that you're the number one earning artist this year. I was thinking, you know how much more money you would have made if it was like the old days in the record business? That don't you even get freaked out that when you put a record on sale now, most people get it for free? Doesn't that freak you out at all?
I actually love it, because I just really don't give a fuck about money at all.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Or is that like a thing you have to almost say so people will relate to you?
No, absolutely not. I just came from my apartment in Brooklyn that's smaller than this studio.
You mean to tell me with all the money you've made, you haven't bought anything?
I bought my dad a Rolls Royce, and I paid for his heart surgery. That's it.
You paid for his heart surgery?
Yeah.
Your father had heart surgery?
Yeah.
Was there a couple of years where you and your dad didn't talk because he was so negative about your career?
I don't know if negative's the word. It's more, hell fucking no. I can't believe you're doing that.
Yeah, because he was upset that you would go to, like, burlesque clubs and get naked and stuff like that.
I was the show. And my father was so sweet. He's like, oh, baby, I'm going to come see you live. And he'd show up and I'd be dancing to Judas Priest in a thong on a stage, and he'd have a freaking heart attack. And I would go, Daddy, it's art. It's performance art. It's the performance art of the future.
So in a way, you love your father because he cared enough about you that, like, he wasn't saying it because he hated you or whatever. He just didn't have your vision to see that maybe dancing burlesque was a good thing, right?
I think, you know, honestly, I think